If my girl found out you was wearing her robe, I would probably go missing. If your man found out I was wearing his slippers.
I know. It's disrespectful. Trey Songz, and her name is Mila J, right?
Mila J.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs off that album.
Of course it is. Probably a lot of men's favorite song on the album.
It's a good song.
It's a very disrespectful song. They chose the right title.
Well written. I love it. My name is William.
Oh, it's William today.
That's how I feel like William today.
Okay. I'm T then.
This is the podcast. Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Are you okay today?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're going to get into the weekly review. About a week ago,
Why you bringing up old shit?
What the hell is going on?
Weekly.
Review time.
Let's get into it.
Okay, so we have first up, my McKinley alumni.
Who?
Van Lathan.
What school is that?
McKinley.
That's here in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, the best school in Baton Rouge right now. Well, not just right now, ever. But, okay. Sure. So, Van Lathan was fired after newsroom spot. When he was fired after, I guess, kind of heated conversation between his coworker slash friend Michael Babcock. He was fired because they had some going back and forth dealing with politics. So we all know where Van stands when it comes to politics. I didn't see, didn't understand what was going on or why he was necessarily fired until they later released a video and they actually showed him with his hands on his coworker's shoulder. So, I mean, it doesn't look good, but it could have been blown out of proportion. I don't know, but I mean, looking at the video, it doesn't look good, so.
I haven't seen the video. I do follow Van though, and I think, you know, I think this is probably just a sign that it was time for him to leave TMZ, but like, I'm almost sure it's bigger and better things waiting for Van, so.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's gonna move on and keep going. He'll be all right, so, yeah.
His podcast is dope too, so, yeah, he's straight.
Alrighty. So Will's uncle.
Girl, fuck you.
Flavor Flav is the father. Flavor Flav is the father.
That's your baby daddy, huh?
No. He's okay. The father of a 2-month-old at the age of 60. What you think about your uncle? Having another kid.
But I hope I'm still out here popping like Flavor Flav.
Oh my 60. Gosh, you want a kid at 60?
No, I just said I hope I'm still out here popping like he popping at 60.
Okay, gotcha.
I think Flavor Flav like gives every man hope. Like, if that man can get some ass, I know for a fact.
Oh
like,
my gosh,
man, that's a fact. I mean, my only problem with Flavor Flav is like. Like, public enemy, Flavor Flav is not what we see today. Like, this man is in love with white women.
He is. And they always look, I don't know, like.
Said, they all ugly.
I didn't want to use that word. They're not attractive women.
They all.
They have nothing that stands out about them. Like, he has a type.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, he's ugly too, so, hey.
You can't call that man ugly, man.
You just called the women ugly?
That's different.
Man, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, at 60, I don't want to be having no newborns, but I still want to be popping.
I mean, but if you picking people like he picking people, anybody could be popping at 60.
I mean, but at this point, I mean, I think he got, what, like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids? Like, at this point, you got to start looking at the women. Like, you trying to get pregnant by
yeah, because like, he's famous.
Bro, I don't think that man got money like that.
But he got a name. So, that sometimes that's
name
all.
Ain't paying no bills.
But no, sometimes that's he got enough to pay their bills.
Shit, no. I don't believe that.
I think he does.
Flavor Flav, let me Google this shit right quick. I think one of his daughters is on, like, growing up hip-hop or some shit. I think she saying, like, she never saw him growing up, and he was never in her life. And
that's
no,
why he got all his money.
And she ain't get no money from
that's him. Why he still got all his money, because he ain't give it to nobody.
Hey, man, anyway.
Flavor Flav ain't out here hurting.
I am. I'm trying to get some money.
But that's what I'm saying. He got more money than us. Just
oh, saying. Yeah. Man, I tell people all the time, celebrity broke ain't regular broke.
Exactly. And so, he picking them regular James that don't have what he have. That's something to them.
He can have that shit. I'm good on that.
You looking up his net worth?
No, I'm good. Oh, fuck okay. That shit.
All right. Okay, so the next thing. April Jones addresses the people hating on her intimate life with Lil Fizz. I think April is losing her mind. I really do. I think if you're going to justify why you and Fizz are together and Fizz trying to just justify that him and Omarion never really been friends. Okay, cool. But all of this other little extra stuff y'all doing, like y'all trying to get his attention. Why? Omarion sitting back not worrying about a doggone thing. I want to be Omarion unbothered.
I mean, are they trying to get his attention?
Yes, she definitely is.
Why you say that?
Everything is about, like, did you see the video of her when she was talking about how she just so pleased with Fizz and this is the best she ever had?
I saw that.
And when she goes on live, she's talking about Omarion. Everything is about Omarion. If you're happy in your now, be happy. Omarion not saying anything.
This is just weird to me, bro, that like, cool, y'all wasn't friends, they weren't around, they weren't your dog, but like, that was your coworkers, and like, y'all grew up together.
Right.
Like, it's weird to me. And the fact that, like, I don't ever want to be Omarion about it. Like, you gotta see me, dog. Like, I don't want to be cool and acting like I don't see y'all doing this shit, doing this fake-ass phone-ass shit online and like, because now you're playing with my kids.
Yes, and that's another thing with April. That's what I can't respect about her. She's doing too much. She's saying too much. She's very inappropriate. And when you come back to it, when those kids, you know, get a little older and they start seeing stuff, they're going to be seeing everything their mom has said, everything she has done, how she talked about their dad. That's not cool. And I think that's why Omarion chooses not to respond, because of his kids.
I just think Omarion, like, when I see Omarion, I just see somebody who's just in a peaceful state where he just don't care. And
why let somebody, you know, if that's how you are, that's your makeup and how you're built, I think that's what's killing April. I really do.
But this the most we gonna ever talk about Lil Fizz and April Jones in our life. Like, the fact that them being together is like a huge thing. Like,
the thing is, it's not.
I'm too old for this shit.
The thing is, they're making it, because she's like, everybody worried about us. Nobody asked about it.
Nobody. Yeah.
You put it all out there.
Like, I think the most we've ever like saw people say was like, "Oh, this shit wild." Like, "Oh, y'all tripping."
But they, that's really it, though. But they literally put it out there.
Yeah.
Because they wanted a reaction, and I still don't think people don't care as much as they think they do.
Yeah, I think people are now reacting to y'all doing the most, not y'all relationship. Like, bro, I mean, if you want to marry Lil Fizz, but that's on you and your body. And, like, I don't think they just, you know, two ugly people. Like, April Jones is a nice-looking girl. She got a nice body. Lil Fizz, I guess, you know, the women like him. And I guess he attracted to y'all. I just think that this is just some shit that I just don't care about. Like,
it, I mean, they making it, they're doing exactly what they wanted to happen. And now she's taking it to times 10.
Yeah. And this almost got like a love and hip hop storyline written all over. Like, y'all trying to stretch this shit out to the max. And I mean, if it gets you my money, you know, more seasons on that show, bro, kudos to you.
I mean, if that's what it takes, though, like, I don't know. Your kids gotta see that. I'm just saying.
Do you think you can, like, do you think you can fall in love with somebody who's, like, in your baby's father's circle or, like, your baby daddy's circle or, like, just that close in proximity? Like,
we ain't gonna even talk about my baby daddy, but,
No, I'm just saying, like, is that, like, does that make her a hoe?
I want to say yes and I want to say no.
I don't think it even make her a hoe. Like,
I think how she's acting with it.
I mean, clearly y'all are trying to, like, get attention from this. And that's the problem for me, but, like, I wouldn't even call her a hoe. Like, I don't
think... It's the way she talks. It's the stuff that comes out her mouth. And not just about him, about men in general. Like, all the men that she said wanted to fuck her and all that.
I can believe
that
shit, though.
April, but, okay.
Ain't no bad looking
She's
thing,
beautiful.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl. However, why are you talking so much?
Man, that's just social media shit, bro. Everybody want to be social
but
media.
But she,
friends.
I think April has some mentally going on, like, seriously.
I mean, I've heard about the way that Amaria just, like, up and left her whenever she got...
I think it's a reason. He's not saying, but I think it's a reason. She claims she don't know, and I think she's going to get away with possibly lying saying she don't know because she know he's not going to say anything.
Yeah. I just feel like this could be something that could have happened and could have been kept off of social media, bro. Like, I know, girl. Cool. Y'all together, cool.
And then she out here trying to make it like Fizz so much better than Omarion. She's never been this satisfied.
Man, let me tell you something. This is what I live by, bro. This is my train of thought, my opinion. Once you let a nigga put two babies in you, like, I don't care what this next man got going. That could be the love of your life. Man, your baby daddy put two babies in you. Something had to be good about that.
And she was going crazy over it. Yeah. She's still talking about Omarion. So, like, yeah, she in her feelings. And she might be using Lil Fizz. Lil Fizz, you need to be careful. I'm just saying. And then Monice, you know.
Don't be careful, Lil Fizz. Take whatever come to you off this shit. Because, yeah, you. Man, what's next?
But I was going to say, Monice. People be talking about Monice crazy. But Monice, she know what she talking about. I'm just say that. Okay, so the iPhone got the new gender-neutral emojis today, and they're kind of. Did you get a chance to look at them?
No.
Okay, it's kind of interesting. I don't know, cause, like, you know how you have, like, let's say you just have the woman by herself, and you have the man by himself. Well, in between that, they got, like, all these different ones with the man, woman. Then they have something else in between it. So I'm guessing that's supposed to be the gender neutral person. I just thought it was a little, I don't know. I don't know what to call it. I know there's a name for it, but I don't know what to call it. I guess trans, I mean.
Okay, well, Kevin Gates.
Gender neutral.
I would call it a gender neutral emoji.
I mean, but it's like, it kind of looked like a girl. I don't know. It's weird.
No, it doesn't, because it's gender neutral.
How do you make an emoji look gender neutral?
Clearly, Apple has the
recipe. I mean, I was still looking at it and I was confused. I'm just saying.
I mean, okay.
Okay. Whatever. Alrighty. So, moving right along.
My asshole.
You're an asshole? Why you're an asshole?
Come on, man. Let's go.
Why you say you're an asshole?
Come on, man.
I want to know why you're an asshole.
I'm always an asshole.
I mean, I know you are, but why are you right now?
Can you come on here, man? What's the next one?
So you're not going to answer?
No, I'm not.
Okay. He's been a jerk today. Angela Yee and Gucci.
Go. How you feel about that?
I think they're both suspect.
No. I think. Tell everybody what you're telling me.
At first?
No, I at was first like, and second.
Okay.
Okay.
And third, I'm saying something different. But first and second, since you want to put numbers on it, I said that I believed Angela Yee.
Of course you did.
I did. However, now, I still kind of believe her, but I think whatever it was that happened between them may have been blown out of proportion as far as on his end to where he made it seem like she was really, really trying to push up on him. She might have been flirting. I think she may have been flirting. But
go ahead.
As far as, you know, really wanting to, like, mess with Gucci, probably not. But Gucci way too involved and invested in his feelings about this, and he's married. So that stands out to me.
But
so
I don't think he is, though.
I think he is.
Where'd you get that from?
He's doing interviews about it. He's still posting about it.
Because they brought it up.
Angela didn't say anything until recently.
My G. Okay, let's go back. How did all this shit start the second time?
Gucci Mane brought it up.
Gucci Mane was doing a promo run for his album. He asked to come up there. Angela Yee said that she didn't want to interview him. DJ Envy said if she wasn't going to do it, then he wasn't going to do it. So he said that he was banned. He didn't know why he was banned. Blah, blah. All that shit happened. He found out why he was banned, why they didn't want to do the interview. And the fact that Angela Yee is stuck on this shit years later, like, that to me just screams, like, why is this so deep for you?
Because if you don't like a person, you just don't like them.
I mean, but your job is to be an interviewer.
The thing. I'm not sitting down with nobody if I don't want to.
You don't have to.
And she don't have to, and she chose not to.
But that doesn't mean that it doesn't show a weakness on your part.
Not necessarily.
Man,
I'm not sitting down and breaking bread with somebody that I don't want to deal with.
Well, she said she would have did the interview had he came on live radio and apologized. And like he said, like he don't feel the need to apologize, and he don't know what he apologizing for. At this point, bro, Gucci did apologize to damn near everybody that he done crossed, except for your guy. I can understand why. And Angela Yee. Well, like, I feel like if this man that changed his life apologized to Nikki after saying she sucked his dick, apologized to Walker for Lionel Walker, he apologized to damn near everybody. I really feel like, because he even said it in the interview, like, to him, what he said back then wasn't a big old deal because it was his truth. He felt like she was flirting with him. She texted him what hotel he was in. I can look at that interview and see why he felt like you making this a big old deal, and for me it ain't even no big old deal.
Well, I watched this lady on YouTube, right? So I watched her video today though.
You and this lady.
Well, listen, so she was like, she think that Keisha K.R. has something to do with it. And she is the reason why Gucci not going there, because she knew that him and Angela kind of had some kind of history. Now, I could possibly see that. Because I feel like they both are at each other next like they some old scorned lovers.
I think what happened was when Gucci put up the post about being banned, mm-hmm. the Breakfast Club posted on their YouTube account the old video of Yo Gotti saying how he had sex with Keisha mm-hmm. back in the day. To me, like, that is a low blow. That would make me call you a bitch. That would make me want to punch you in your face, and because now y'all taking the old situation and bringing it back.
But up. They saying Keisha's still going on the Breakfast Club. So, hey.
I don't know.
But then another thing that she said that made a lot of sense. She was like, she can't defend Angela Yee. She's like, she don't feel no female should, because when, you know, that stuff that went on with K. Michelle and about the rappers that were saying that she had a smell down there. And she was like, Angela is the female voice, and she didn't find the need to be, you know, that defense for K. Michelle.
Oh, Angela Yee egged that shit on. I remember that interview.
Yeah, so that's what she was saying. She was like, just like she didn't take up for K. Michelle, she can't expect people to want to have her back when this situation going on with her and Gucci Mane.
Man, one thing I can respect about Charlamagne is that he talk a lot of shit, but he also, like, put himself out there to be ridiculed and to, like, get his get back. Like, he's always out there. I feel like they talk too much shit up there on their radio station to all of a sudden get sensitive over one thing. Like, even if you felt disrespected, which, okay, cool. Like, don't make it to where, like, that man can't come do his promo run.
He can come, just not when I'm not there. Now, if there was me, y'all can interview him. I'm not going to be there.
Okay.
But no, I'm just saying, that's how I would handle it. I wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, he can't come. Well, no, I'm going to be honest. I probably would, like, nah, I don't want that nigga here. I'm just saying. But
to me, that just sounds like somebody who guilty, bruh. If a chick says she slept with me and I know I ain't slept with her, like, that ain't finna make me lose no sleep. And I ain't finna be mad. I know you lying.
But, if that's the thing, my thing is, why is it still being discussed between them two? Like, they both are still highly invested. I'm just saying.
I think she is. But go ahead.
On both ends.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I seen a video shared in the Shade Room from a show. I have no clue what the show is, and I asked Will. He don't know what show it is.
I think it's JD's The Rap Game.
Okay. So, yeah. So, basically, there was a lady on the show that was interviewing these girls, these inspiring rappers. The interviewer pretty much asked her, one of the girls, I think she was 13 at the time, who influenced her in the rap game. Well, off record and with, you know, other interviews that she's done, she said that Nicki Minaj was her influence. Well, this particular interviewer told her that she didn't want to hear anybody say that Nicki Minaj was an influence because she didn't believe Nicki Minaj was a good influence for young girls. And Nicki Minaj actually shared a post about it. She's
gonna read the whole post?
I mean, it's not that long.
Okay.
I'm just gonna leave out the LOLs and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she says, look at the hate and bitterness on this black woman's face. When someone says their influence is the most dominating female rapper of the last decade, child. All of you girls do this, so sad. Even male artists gotta pretend in interviews now, child. If you're this weak-minded, you won't last in the game, this game anyway. This is what's going on behind the scenes at award shows, radio shows, etc. They gotta say they was influenced by people who was rapping before they was born, child. Anything but those 10 little letters on a big screen. N-I-C-K-I-M-I-N-A-J.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-N-C. This gonna be quick, bruh. Nicki Minaj the GOAT. That's how I feel, so.
That's all you had to say about it?
That's it.
I mean, okay, so I'll say more, I guess.
Why?
Because I agree with her. The girl was 13 years old. You can't expect her to name anybody that's older than her mom as her influence, because she may have heard it, but, you know, being realistic, who did she grow up listening to? More than likely, at the age of 13, it was a Nicki Minaj. Just saying.
Facts.
So, yeah. So, I think I don't know what the little hate train is or why it's there. I didn't know it was this deep either. I mean, I kind of knew, but, yeah. It's like you're blatantly putting it on the television for people to see it. So, yeah. Thought that was a little interesting, but, hey. Yeah. That's all I got.
Nicki Minaj to go. Bad.
Really?
That's my golden impression.
Oh, okay. All right. So the next thing we had was, and I don't follow this person, but I've seen a lot of people talking about it. I don't even know the man name that she was dating. I think it's irrelevant anyway. But her name is Super Scent. She's a makeup connoisseur, I guess you can say. She sells makeup.
Why?
She sells makeup. She's from New Orleans, and, you know, she was the one that reached a million from selling her makeup. So that was, you know, huge for her, whatever. So the dude that she was dating, he I guess the rumors were true, because they had some rumors going around that he had cheated on her and got somebody pregnant. They also said that Supa had paid for this lady's, like, she tried to give her some money to make her go away and get rid of the baby and all of that. So they're saying that that's possibly still, you know, who the woman is that he cheated with, and that's his kid. And everybody was like, you know, well, he's stupid for cheating on her. She's a millionaire, or she, you know, carried him, and, you know, she was this, she was that for him, and blah, blah, blah. And I got annoyed reading it, because I just feel like people don't care about how much money you have.
Shit, I'm not cheating on Oprah.
I mean, but at the end of the day.
Oprah, I love you so much. I love you so much, Oprah.
I cannot deal with you.
I swear I do.
I feel
whenever you want, I promise, I'm going to provide.
She's fine with Stedman being her beat. No, never mind. Okay, so like I was saying. Okay, realistically, money doesn't keep a person. Now, for some women with men, it does.
Shit. I'm about to say, shit. Some women with men, it does.
But very seldom you find a man that's with the woman, unless he's just a, you know, scum and a bum and all that other stuff. Most of the time, they don't care. You having money and
man,
where you are.
When the last time you heard about Stedman fucking around with Gail?
We don't know what he doing with Gail.
I'm just saying. When the last time you heard about Stedman out here?
They might have a whole little poly relationship going on.
Man, Stedman ain't doing nothing that's going to fuck up his bag and his side
of
the house.
That's what Oprah wants.
And his he unicorns in the bag.
He could be. But you made me forget what I was about to say. But
I just feel like we gotta get to a point, bro, as people, that we get out of folks' business, bro.
Right, but you know, everybody put their business on social media.
Yeah, but like that don't mean we're entitled to know
don't.
Everything.
No.
If that man cheated on that girl, bro, and he fathered the baby. Like, at least let them go through that shit first, and then have your opinion. But man, I was saying shit like a couple of months ago, y'all telling that girl that man was cheating, and that man had a baby and all that other shit, man.
And now you feel sad for her, but you was the one pushing it along. Like, I told her.
I mean, on Twitter, I saw a whole bunch of "I told you so's."
I mean, I didn't on my, because I'm, you know, I'm not barely on Twitter, but on my Facebook and Instagram, that's all people were talking about. And everybody's feeling bad and sorry for her. People get cheated on regardless.
It's still sad. I don't think.
Yes, but I'm just saying people are making it like, well, because of her status that she can't get cheated on. That don't mean anything.
Shit.
It doesn't mean anything. And my whole thing is, you got cousins, sisters, aunts that's getting cheated on. You ain't having all that sympathy for them. Some of y'all might, but not all of y'all.
It blow my mind to this day, bro. To this day.
To this day.
It blow my mind to this day, bro. That
should have had just hilarious.
And Benet cheated on Halle Berry, dog.
I mean, you have a. I mean, that's what I'm saying. When you got,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
you got hell people like Halle Berry, Beyonce.
If Halle Berry get cheated on, bro, and Beyonce get cheated on,
anybody can get cheated on. Yeah, just saying.
You know, super sick. Like, I mean, yeah, I salute her for her business and, you know, her entrepreneurship. But she ain't the cutest thing about you. I'm just saying, like, you know, she ain't Halle Berry.
No matter how much work you have done, no matter how much money you make.
And I'm not saying that Halle Berry is like the pinnacle, which for me, you know, she up there.
For a lot of people, she is.
I'm just saying, like, man, people cheat on anybody. You ain't nothing out here that's gonna, like, make somebody not cheat on you, bro.
Yeah. Alrighty. The next thing we have is Kanye's album, Jesus is King. Is that the name of it?
Oh, shit. You got me?
I think so. But yeah, you said you weren't going to listen to it, but did you take a listen?
No. Standing on that shit. I got DMs, texts, my cousin Jarrell trying to get me to listen to the first song only. I ain't done none of that shit.
I haven't either. Is it a little weird that I'm a little scared to listen to it?
That is weird. I just don't want to hear this shit.
I know. I am a little scared to listen to it. I don't know. Kanye's weird to me.
Because you may like it?
No. I don't know. I feel like something in my spirit just telling me not to mess with it. And I don't know. I think it's, I mean, it sounds crazy saying it out loud, but like, I don't know. It's like I was about to listen just to see what it was, but then I was like, I don't know. Because I don't know. I think Kanye got something on him. Like,
Trump balls, his nuts. He got Trump nuts on him.
No, I'm talking about more on the spiritual side, but not in a good way. Like, I feel like he got something on him.
A bad spirit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Kardashian.
Yeah, so that's why I'm kind of like, I don't
know. That's the Kardashian on you. That's not a bad
thing. I don't know if I want to listen. I'm a little scared to listen. So, yeah, that's my truth.
All jokes aside, bruh, like I said in previous podcast, until Kanye give me something that's going to make me believe that he's actually a changed person, he could convert to Buddhism. I don't want to hear that shit.
Well, I read your post that you made about Kanye. You want to share what you wrote? You said something about Kanye and his, what you just said pretty much about Trump.
Oh, no, I just I see a whole bunch of Christians who are defending him against people who don't believe that him converting over to Christianity is enough. So I see people trying to defend him. It's almost coming off as that all of his past transgressions are clean because he is now a believer in Christ.
And see, I think part of me not being able to get into it ties into that a little. But not only that, I feel like I don't know if he's playing. Because I don't know I don't know if I can really take Kanye serious because I still feel like he's battling something. And he has something on him. Not saying, and I'm not judging Kanye, so don't take it that way. But I'm just saying, I don't fully, and it's not my decision to make, but I don't fully, for my own self, I don't fully feel that he's, how do I want to say it? I'm not buying it yet. I guess, yeah. So,
man, for me, like, if he found Christ, cool, bro. Like, honestly, like, that's dope, bro. You found a higher power that you want to live your life by, or live your life according to. That doesn't change anything for me as far as, like, I'm not going to defend Kanye. I haven't forgot what he said and have said recently, as far as like 2 weeks ago or even the other day with the interview with Big Boy. Like, him being a Christian don't excuse any of that shit to me. And like, it's weird to see like pastors and people of the church defend him while he is saying these things and aligning himself with people who are evil. And I don't think you can be both. I don't think you can support someone because they believe in God, but they also believe in aligning themselves with evil. So, you know, for me, like, it's weird to see. Yeah. But, man, fuck Kanye West.
No.
I'm really in that mood today, bro. I just, yeah.
Alrighty. Okay, so I put Pam Long, who is the ex-wife of Jackie Long, who is married to Centoya Long. I put her and Tank into the same discussion because I think they said some similar things.
Okay.
Well, Tank... I guess we start with Tank first since he was the first one to say something. He had an interview where he did on Angela Yee's. Is it her podcast? I think she has a podcast.
Yeah.
So it was, they asked him, Angela asked him if a man was considered gay if he did oral on another man. And she said twice. He says no, because he's just trying it out. And, you know, he probably did it the first time. Then had to do it a second time to see if he really, you know, didn't like it. And then realized that he really didn't like it. And then he never did it again. So he was like, no, that doesn't make him gay. He's just, you know, I guess experimenting. So he received a lot of backlash for that. Everybody called Tank gay. They've been calling Tank gay, though, for different stuff that he say. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't care. As far as Jackie...
Who is Jackie?
I mean, not Jackie.
Shit!
Jackie is Pam's ex-husband, but I just said the wrong name. Pam Long, which is the chick from Total.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pam always had a... I thought Pam was gay. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought she was gay when I was a child.
That's the one with the short hair?
Yeah.
I thought she had a little bisexual in her, too.
So, she responded to her ex-husband because he said that she was gay. And... What are you...
Come on,
can
man.
You concentrate?
I am. I swear I am.
Come You're on. Not.
I am.
So, she was responding to her ex-husband. He said that she was gay. I guess that's part of the reason why he's saying that, you know, she really didn't want him. She wanted a woman. So he was just talking about the problems that they had in their relationships, and that was one of the things because she was really gay. She says just because she's been with women and she liked being with those women doesn't mean she's gay. So I guess... What do you think on their comments, Tank and Pam, as far as what they have done? Or, well, I don't know if Tank did it or not, but
I think that people need to like realize, well, not realize, get a, like a better understanding of what sexuality is and like what it means to be gay, and just all of those things. Like, I wish, like, especially our people, black people, I really wish we would, like, make an effort to at least understand what it means to be gay or bisexual or even straight. And, like, for me, like, I stay out of that on social media only because, like, it's ignorant, bro. Like, I hate seeing like our people like so ignorant to just basic and simple things. Like, I'm 31, but to me it's very archaic. Like, very archaic to automatically call something gay that you don't agree with.
I don't like the stereotype. I don't think, because when it's a woman, oh, she's just, you know, experimenting.
She's bisexual.
Yeah. She's yeah. And then if it's a man, it's just automatically he's gay. So I don't like the double standard.
I just think that, like, black people, especially black men, bro, and I'm guilty of this shit sometimes, too. I just think that, like, we are so ignorant to just like basic and simple things like sexuality. I like females. I like natural born women. But I'm not ignorant. I'm not that ignorant to make comments and not at least do some research. Oh shit. I think what Tank was saying was because a man chooses to explore his sexuality doesn't make him gay. Being gay means you actually like other the same sex. You actually like sucking pee-pee. You actually like doing those things.
I guess when some people in their mind is like the fact that you even wanted to try it in the first place and you did it. To them, that means that, you know, you're gay.
I think that's because, like, people refuse to involve themselves with people who don't see, with people who don't live the same lives as them. If everybody in your circle spewing the same bullshit, then it's all you're gonna know. Like, I'm glad I have gay cousins and gay friends, like, because I get a perspective that I don't normally have in my life or that I don't normally think about. Like, and it's weird, like, being a straight man and seeing other straight men just say just, like, ignorant shit, knowing that, like, that shit can affect, like, my cousins and how they view my friends. Especially when, like, if you're not gay or if you're not straight, like, I don't understand why y'all care so much. Like, I'm comfortable with my sexuality and knowing that, like, I like women. So I don't care what the next man do. If that man want to suck 10 penises, he can do that. I don't care. Niggas be so hard up on what the other man doing with his mouth or with his life.
That shit is whack, bro.
Like, if you good on your end, bro, just stay on that end. Like, that's how I feel about it, man. I just feel like, if you don't care enough to actually get a better perspective on how other people outside of your mind frame think, just let your life, bro, shut up.
Yeah. But if I'm going to be honest, I don't care either. But I don't want a guy that can tell me, you know, what it tastes like. Okay, so next thing.
That's your right. I think women have the right to say, I don't want a man who have explored their sexuality to that point.
Yeah, that's
your right. Me personally, like, I'm not into women who have experience with other women.
But if you knew that she have, that wouldn't necessarily, because men don't necessarily, to them it's not gay. It's, you know, it's
no,
just,
no. To me, I don't want a woman who has ever had that kind of relationship with a woman.
Okay.
Because I'm not into that. And the fact that you are into that, like, makes me feel a certain way. And I have the right to feel that way.
Well, you know, sometimes they say, oh, they were just experimenting, and that's not them anymore.
That's your life, love, live it, you know.
Yeah.
Do your thing. I'm not mad. I just can't do it. Me, William Lacey Jr. I can't do it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well. So,
this is a long ass segment.
Next, we have Iggy Azalea responds to T.I. What did she say to T.I.?
Some shit about she don't know why he's so pressed.
Press.
Oh, your ass. something about, well, she brought up old receipts that he said, I guess whenever she was hot, that she write all her raps. Then the other day, he said that she didn't write all her raps. To me, I agree with Iggy Azalea. Like, this shit is whack, bro. Like,
it is.
T.I. got enough shit going to where he can not talk about Iggy Azalea ever again. And because he does, means that he wants to. And that, to me, is whack.
I don't think she wrote all her raps. I think he lied just to make it seem like she did.
Of course he lied. Iggy Azalea was now, making him better. She was the hottest thing. She had like a year and a half where she was the hottest artist. That female, she was the hottest artist going. She was making T.I. buku better. And when you got an artist under your wing that is making you better, you say shit and do shit that's going to make her keep her, for one, her validity, and for two, her spot as the number one artist. Niggas not gonna break their money. No.
Well, hey.
Hey.
All right. So, the last thing before our main topic is T-Pain. You want to cover that?
Why? No, I don't. You can cover it.
Really?
Yeah.
You told me to put it on here.
All right. Fuck it. I'll cover it. Now I gotta find the shit.
You make my lame my voice get high and stuff.
I'm used to that shit by now.
Say what now?
T-Pain said, bro, just because somebody has two songs you like does not mean they are the new T-Pain. I've been doing this shit for way too long and I've saved too many other artists' careers and done had too many number one records for a nigga with a hot singer to be the new me. Chill, bro.
I feel that shit too. They do it with a lot of people. Like, they want to compare them. Soon as they come out, oh, this is the new such and such, or this person better than this person. The person ain't even got a whole CD yet.
Man, a lot of these new rappers, a lot of these old rappers are here because of T-Pain. The fact that, like, we refuse to give T-Pain his props. Not we, but people refuse to give T-Pain his props, like record labels and award shows. Man, T-Pain is a pioneer of what we're hearing now, whether you like it or don't like it.
And let me tell you.
All this auto-tune shit, all this rappers singing and singers rapping, that's T-Pain shit.
Now, T-Pain made it famous, but auto-tune been around for a long time.
Auto-tune been around for a long time, but nobody flexed that shit like T-Pain.
However, T-Pain can actually sing outside of auto-tune.
Facts.
So, I mean, I think that's what separates him from the rest. He actually is talented. Like, he really can sing. And he still kind of sounds the same off auto-tune.
Like, vocals alone, T-Pain is also a producer. T-Pain is also a songwriter. T-Pain is one of the dopest artists of our generation, bro.
He's one of those underrated artists.
And the fact that we have to say that, like, the fact that we have to say that T-Pain is underrated blows my mind. But that's all. All
right.
Is it?
That is all.
They say this is a big, rich town.
You took a shot at the devil and you missed.
Sometimes the people that you trust the most can turn on you with no warning.
Okay, so.
Previously on Power.
I can't get Ghost voice, but yeah, what he said. So, Power. A lot happened this episode. I'm going to just get this out the way.
Go ahead.
Because it's the only time that, you know, I laughed at Ghost. Well, no, I've had other times, but, you know, I don't like to give him too much credit. Yeah, when he mushed Tasha's head, I couldn't help but laugh. I think it's because Tasha's so little. Because, like, I laughed when she was dragged across the floor by Keisha. So, yeah, little stuff that happened to me, it's like they picking on a little kid, even though Ghost short himself. But it was funny.
I felt that bush. That was just a disgusting, like, I'm disgusted with you, bro.
It was the way he looked at her. He he just did it with his fingers. I'm like,
he did it with two fingers at that. Yeah. Like, it was like an extra bush. Power was dope, man. It was I ain't gonna say dope. It was cool. They put a lot of shit in this episode, and I mean, we all know why it has to end. So
I don't think, because I seen a lot of people saying it was too much. I don't necessarily think it's too much. I think it makes sense and it's flowing the way it should, because it's getting down to where the feds are coming down on them. So it's like you're going to see some people turning on each other and changing shift and stuff like that.
But
so
the feds really are coming down on them. They just got a break with the Terry Silver shit. It literally went from trying to find something to them finding the body. Like,
yeah, and Keisha got a kill. So, I mean, that opened up something else. So, you know, it's you know, they still got the Ray Ray situation that, you know, Blanca's not letting it go. So you still got that situation. You got Angela's death. So it's a lot for them to still be, you know, trying to get ghosts or somebody.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What did you love about this episode?
I like the part with Tyreek, actually.
Which part?
At the end. That was a real conversation.
That was probably the best acting we've seen on Power in a long time.
I think that was some real stuff he said. Like,
who said it?
Tyreek.
Fuck no.
I believe it is. You have to. Okay, so like I was telling somebody, everybody's saying that Tyreek is being disrespectful. A child is only going to tell you the truth. And they're gonna tell you what they feel.
But here's my thing.
That was his honest feelings. Nobody can tell that child how to feel, because that's how he feels, and that's how his father has made him feel.
But do you realize? I don't think people actually realize this. The only real gripe that Tyreek has with Ghost is that Ghost would not teach him the game.
I don't think that's the only thing.
No,
because if Ghost had been there before Kanan taught him the game.
No.
Yes. If Ghost would have been a father figure and taught him and just was there, Kanan wouldn't have been able to step in.
Ghost was being a father figure. The problem was, hold on.
No, wait. No. We're going to back it up. No, we're going to back it up.
The problem is Tyreek didn't want the kind of fathering that Ghost was trying to give him. Tyreek wanted to be fathered in a gangster way. Like,
that is not true.
It is.
That is not true. No, it's not. It's not true.
I'm listening.
When we were introduced to these characters, Ghost has always pushed Tyreek off on Sean or Dre. Dre ended up being that person to where, even though when Kanan came around, Dre got through Tyreek through Dre. Dre did not want to have him around him, but Dre was scared of Kanan. So at that moment, Ghost had already lost Tyreek when he brought Tyreek to Angie's house and they had the whole gun situation. That's when he lost Tyreek then.
You realize that's like season 2 or 3, right?
Exactly. So it's not something that just came out of nowhere. It started there.
From the first time that Tyreek was brought to us, he was always this mischievous, always kind of the bad side kid.
Because his daddy was not physically there all the time.
How do you know that?
Because
now you insinuate.
No, I'm not.
You can't do that.
If you watch the show from season 1, Ghost was never with Tyreek.
What does that mean? I know plenty of kids who parents work a lot, and they don't turn out to be bad, mischievous kids. This gangster
is just
something that was in Tyreek when he found out what his dad really did.
Because Kanan told him if Ghost had complete control over his son, and he was a more viable. I'm not. Because this is not coming from nowhere. It's coming from somewhere. Tyreek is not saying this for no reason. If he had been what he should have been for Tariq and not pushing him off on Dre. Dre was the one always with Tariq. And before Dre, it was Sean.
He did the same with his daughter, too. She didn't turn out to be a gangster.
Because she had her mom. Like,
he didn't have his mom?
But I'm okay, but like the saying goes, you can't teach a boy how to be a woman can't teach a boy how to be a man. People say that all the time.
But y'all was just giving her props for trying to
show her. I didn't give her props for nothing.
Stop that shit, man.
I didn't give her props for nothing. I said I understood why she thought that's what she had to do. However, I never said Tasha was right. I said I understood why she felt that was the right decision.
What I'm telling you is Tariq has no real issue with his dad.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree.
Tariq has never said you wasn't a father to me.
He said it in this episode,
but only because Ghost wouldn't teach him what he wanted to.
You're missing a whole. No,
I don't. I don't see what else Tariq could have wanted from Ghost in that situation.
Children need time.
It wasn't like
children need time, not money. Children need time, not money.
You want to say it again?
Children need time, not money.
Say it again for us.
Children need time, not money.
You through?
Yes.
Okay, let's carry on.
I'm just saying.
I mean, clearly,
because this is the thing.
We're not going to agree.
We're not, but this is the thing. You can't agree because you can't see it. Your thing is, you grew up in a two-parent home, and your parents were there for you.
But I'm not speaking on real life situations.
I'm just saying. I am a person. We have a bad habit of doing this. I am a person that understands what Tariq is saying. No. And I understand where Tariq is coming from.
Stop.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, my dude. No. My guy, my G.
No.
Teresa.
No. I understand where Tariq is coming from.
That's because you're based, like, you have your feelings wrapped around that because you lived that. You can't do that when you're reviewing a show. It's only a show.
No, but I can understand what he's saying and why he's saying
you it. You only understand that because you went through it.
Oh my God! Not necessarily. Because my situation is not Tariq's situation.
You have to go off of what the show provides,
and that's what I got.
I've never seen the show.
Have I not been saying?
I don't want to have this conversation.
No, have I not been saying that that Ghost was not there for Tariq? I've been saying this before this even came out on this episode. I've been saying that. Have I not?
What have we seen Tariq do outside of being at home or being with Dre or Kata? Was there a basketball game Tariq had that Ghost didn't show to? No, it wasn't in the show. Was it a school program? No, it wasn't in the show.
But what we've seen?
No.
Is him not spend time with his kid, and
The shit is not in the show.
Nah, he made time to have a side chick. Just saying.
Oh my God! Because it's a part of the show.
And him part of the show is him being a father as well, which we did not see
because they did not write it in. You got to get out of this. No, is a show, sir. Dog.
No. You don't watch Power Confidential. You didn't listen to Courtney in the beginning of the seasons either.
Fuck Courtney.
She's the creator. So how are you gonna say fuck Courtney? That's why we're sitting here and we're disagreeing because you have no understanding of what she's going and what she's doing with the show.
I'm only going off of what the show provides.
Well, you're still not paying attention.
How? I just gave because you what the show provided.
Because you're not understanding why Tariq said what he said. You're not understanding it. He's valid in his feelings. But anyway. What did you think about Ghost setting up Dre in the building that he just got? When it comes to, you know, Jason. After he killed Jason. And then set it up for Dre.
I had to get
to
my
in.
Thoughts back. Yeah. From arguing with your ass.
I'm just saying.
If you are not clear, bro, I just want to tell you, that's literally how our texts flow. We argue through text just like that.
Yeah, only thing is we can't cut each other off.
Because Teresa's always right.
No.
The whole Dre and Ghost shit, it was... I think his plan was smart. I just think Ghost is almost underestimated, like, how smart Dre is. At this point, we've seen Dre get his ass out of everything.
Was it smart to do it in the building that you trying to get, though?
I mean...
Like, if you already got the Fed, Saxon, you know, Blanca on your ass as it is, and then you talking about getting this new building...
But for me, like, power not that deep to me. Like, I think that takes, like, some incredible thinking of, well, what if? I just feel like, man, ghosts that kill niggas everywhere.
I know, but it's just like you already got them on your behind and you looking into this new building and you talking to these people about getting this building. So how does that
He was look? Looking into it. It doesn't mean that he bought it or it's
But
or
no,
it's,
I'm
it's
just
in his,
saying. Like
it's
they,
in his name, excuse me. God damn.
But they know he was there. That's my whole point. Like some people know.
Do they?
The people that he went to talk to about the building, they know he was there. So
they know he was there with them that border.
Yeah, but how convenient is that Dre goes to that same building that you
but
were in earlier
has
and killed Jason?
Has Jason ever been, like, matched with ghosts? Like,
he hasn't, but Dre
every
has.
Every time I hear Jason's name, I hear Timon, not Ghost.
But I'm not saying he has. I'm talking about Dre. Because what did Dre do? He went to sex.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't think about that. To me, it was more funnier, like, how Dre has got the fuck, the entire fuck. Like, oh no, dead matter, I'm out. Yeah, it was a laugh for me, bro. Power was, I mean, it's just not fun anymore. time to killing niggas with goddamn butter knives and shit. I don't know, bro. It was...
Y'all saying a butter knife. Benny was not holding a butter knife.
It was a goddamn pocket knife, my G. Like,
extra.
Man, that's why I say, like... That's really why I said fuck Courtney, bro. Like, this...
Courtney is the creator. She don't write every episode, though.
I almost feel like you can tell. And not just me, like... I do my, like... I get, like, a general feel of the show from, like, from groups and from Twitter. So, I just type in, like, power and shit, like, just see how people feel about it. Like, it's almost to the point where, like, people feel like they can tell when she has her hand in the show.
She haven't in the last few, to be honest with you. She haven't. If you follow... I don't follow her, but I follow Notori, Amari, and Joseph. And they'll share, like, who wrote each episode.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying she wrote the show. I said you can tell when she has her head. Because you write a show doesn't mean... Writers don't have, like, the creative direction of how the show go. They just wrote the episode.
But usually they write and direct.
No, that's not how that works. Writers are not directors.
I'm saying some of them have been the writer and director of certain episodes. And one of them, he has done the most. The one that Keisha died on. I forgot his name, but he done did most of them.
Can you please talk about Paul, please?
We are talking about Paul.
Come on. What else you got to talk about? You're making my ass itch.
Because you telling me to talk about power and I was actually talking about power? Okay. But anyway, Tariq, when he knew Tasha was lying when Tommy came by, I think he's used to Tasha automatically saying Ghost didn't do it. And she didn't do that this time, so I think he knew something was up in the way she was fidgeting a little. So, yeah.
I think as a kid, you just catch on to, like you just know when your parents are lying to you, or you just find, like, little things in, like, your parents that you just recognize, like, automatically.
I felt like Tommy should have known, too. He been around enough.
And you know what? I meant to text you that shit. The most you gave Ghost Jamie a whole lot of shit.
James.
Whatever. A whole lot of shit for being blinded by love and being dumb, and he's so in love, he just stupid. This nigga Tommy is he beat, bro. This nigga is so in love, bro. You can tell Tommy anything right now, and he don't care. He gonna think Ghost did the shit.
I mean, who else would have wanted Lakeisha dead?
Tasha? Clearly.
I know what I'm saying. In Tommy's mind, who else would have wanted Keisha dead? Nobody but Ghost, possibly.
No. Why?
Because Tommy killed Angela. So in Tommy's mind, the only person, Keisha didn't have no enemies in Tommy's mind. So who else would want her dead?
Tommy is the only nigga on the show where, let me rephrase that. Tommy is the only person on the show who is always surrounded by, like, bad people, like rats and people who probably want to kill him. And he always, like, take up for them. Instead of...
Who did he have around him that was a rat?
Hollywood wanted the rat. His dad wanted to rat.
That was all towards Ghost.
Y'all can say what y'all want. His dad was
going to... It's just me here.
this is why I'm ready to go. Okay. His dad was going to rat on both of them. I don't care what his dad said. His dad got out to flip on them because they thought Ghost was Tommy. Mm-hmm. His dad was a rat.
He was. Nobody denying it.
Fuck. He fell in love with being Jason Distro. Jason trying to get his ass killed. Keisha was gonna be a rat. The only person that ever kept it real with Tommy was his goddamn mama. And Ghost.
I mean, Keisha was kind of backed against the wall.
It doesn't matter. That's part of the game.
She still didn't want to rest. She thought running away was going to get her out of it, which it wasn't. But, you know, she was green, so.
Got her ass killed.
Yep. All righty. Well, that's it for me for power.
That's it for you?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yes. You done got on my nerves.
Look. Woo. I was ready to cut this shit off. That's it? I'm trying to see what else.
I know we ain't talking about Tariq.
I fuck with Tariq, my G.
We ain't talking about Tariq.
I just feel like...
And we ain't about to talk about Tasha and Ghost.
I feel like the only other option was showing Tariq the game. And Ghost, that kind of father.
Show me the game, Ghost.
Like, you can't blame a man because most drug dealers want their kids to live opposite lives.
No one's blaming him.
So, I think Ghost thought he was doing right by keeping his son out the way and creating this life outside of drugs as far as the clubs and the QPC or whatever shit they call that shit. You know, just making moves outside of drugs to secure his kid's future.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And he is also. Ghost not going to be the nigga to show his son how to deal but drugs. But
once Tyreek made probably 10, he should have sat down with him and had a talk and be like, hey, there's some things, you know, in the
that
world.
That is not realistic.
That is realistic.
It's not.
It is. It is.
Who do you know sell drugs?
No, I'm just saying. No, so parents,
but,
no.
But what I'm telling you
I'm not
is,
talking about him saying anything about what he used to do. I'm talking about drugs in general. And if it happened to be where he had to be like, well, Dad, how you know about this? Well, son, I made some decisions back, you know, in my life. That's why I'm trying to make it to where you have a better future and make you see a different route. You have to have those talks with your children.
No.
Yes, you do.
I think you have to have those talks with your kids, but that's different from they're telling your kids what you do.
I said if the child asks, well, Dad, how do you know this?
Bruh. First of all, most drug dealers don't tell their kids. Most of them don't even tell, like, some of them don't even tell their wives. That way, when it do come time to get caught and go to court, your kids and your wives are clean because they ain't know shit.
It ain't about them knowing everything you do. It's about having a talk. People talk to their kids about drugs, period. People talk to their kids about sex. People talk to their kids about stuff that they should know that's out in the world because if they don't, they gonna find out from other kids.
What I'm saying is, again, one, it's a show, and you can roll your big ass eyes all you want to. It's only a show.
Two, no, because you saying people don't talk to their kids.
The show
can emulate real life, and at the end of the day, Ghost should have had a talk with his son. Period. There's no anything around that.
There was no talk that was going to keep Tariq from being what he is now.
He could have tried. He's trying to put him in school and thinking that everything is going to just go away and it's going to be fine. He put a gun in his head. He's going to be fine. He's straight now. Just like he thought that was going to happen, he could have had that conversation. Just saying. Main topic?
Okay, cool.
What are we talking about?
So, the topic at hand.
Okay, new topic, please.
It's a whole different topic.
It's an excellent topic.
I would never forget that, you know, when I was about 16, 15 years old.
Okay.
Aunt Joyce, Candy's mama, told me, do not marry for love. Marry for, what'd she say?
Security?
Security.
What?
Yeah, and I didn't understand that at the time, but I think she...
You see, nobody had that conversation with me. See, me and this is the first thing, right? See, women are being trained and conditioned from children. You understand what I'm saying? This young lady said at 15 years old, like an OG, you understand that? An OG gave her the game and say, listen here, young lady, you're going to fall in love, but forget that. You know what I'm saying? You marry for security and lifestyle and your way of living. That would.
That's what she
said.
How'd
that work out for you?
So that was a clip from T.I.'s podcast called Expeditiously.
What is it called?
Expeditiously. You feel me? Anyway. So let's dig into that. As our main topic, what's more important, love or security?
I will always say love. However, the older I get, I realize that love don't pay bills.
You can pay your own bills.
Shut up. You asked me a question.
Ooh.
So, there's nothing worse than being with someone and you're going through something and they can't help you or they don't offer to help you. Not even just financially, like on any level. security don't necessarily have to mean financially, but I was speaking financially. So
of course you were.
No, because I'm the type, I've been doing it on my own for years. Still am. Nobody's helping me with nothing. So, but my thing is this, like, why would I waste time if you add no value to me? I can be by myself and struggle if I'm going to struggle. So, I mean, when looking for security or stability is not necessarily a bad thing, I don't think. And I'm, like I said, it took me to get in my 30s. Probably.
Where in your 30s?
I'm 35, but it took me probably
Come on, 40-year-old Teresa.
Shut up. Probably 2 years ago, probably when I made 33, when I started to look a little differently at things. So, I mean,
how does that look, though? Like, how does that look? How does, like, that change look for you? Like, what happened?
Okay. When you're dealing with people that you're not necessarily, you're not growing with. They're just a space and time, or, you know, it's just somebody that's there, I guess, to occupy a couple of hours or whatever the time may be, or it could be a year, 7 years, however long. But the relationship is not growing. Y'all not building anything. It's not built on a solid foundation. There's no growth. There's like, he's doing his own thing, you're doing your own thing, but y'all only come together for that one thing. So it's like,
what's the one thing? Sex?
Yeah. So it's like, what exactly are you necessarily getting out of that?
What I'm asking you is, like, when did, like, how did it go from I need to be in love to I need to make sure that whoever I'm with is secure?
I went through a point where I was laid off.
Mm-hmm. And love didn't pay the bills?
It did not. And I got to a point to where I didn't want to deal with anybody. I didn't want to deal with anybody because I'm like, I don't need you to just be here. I don't need you to just be occupying my time. Like, I'm dealing with something. Like, I'm stressed out. Like, it's taking a toll on me. Like, I don't want to be bothered with you. You're probably going to see my worst side right now because I'm not good right now.
So, what if, so it would have been better for you had somebody, or had that guy been like, You know what? I got us. We good. That would have eased your burden?
Not necessarily, but I would have felt like you were there because you care. Like, you genuinely care. And it's not, it's like, okay, if me and this guy, because they were talking about, because, you know, T.I. and Tiny are married. So within their marriage, you know, they, like she said, married for stability. So when you're married to a person, if one person fall off, that other person should be able to catch you. They right. should be able to carry you both. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if, let's say, T.I. was doing all of the working and Tiny was at home, you know, she's still collecting, you know, her little money for whatever. And let's say Tiny was just saving all of her money and T.I. taking care of everything. Let's say T.I. fall off. Well, Tiny done saved up. They good. So it's about having a balance. Like, if we're not, if I can't count on you, then what do I need you for?
I agree. But I think that, well, no buts. I agree. I also feel like, for me, love wins all. I just feel like there's nothing in this world more special and more stronger than love. I feel like love is, but I also feel like being secure is a part of being in love. Like, knowing that, you know, I love this woman so much that I wanted to take care of her whenever she falls.
Because, you know, just being in love.
But oh, there, I love but you. there are terms.
But I'm laying on the side of you. I love you. I'm laying on the side of you, but I'm dying on the inside. Yeah. That's where the stability comes in. And that's why I understand where they are coming from, where she was coming from in that conversation.
I also feel like there are times where like either the female or the male don't have it to be that stability in someone's life. So do you feel like you should only date when you are able, not date, but be serious when you are able to be somebody else's, not crush, but to hold up someone else's slack? Is that a trait you look for in men? Like can this man provide for me if I lose it all tomorrow?
I look for that now. At first, I didn't care because my thing was, as long as you're able to take care of yourself and I'm able to take care of myself, I didn't care about what a man made. I really didn't. I was just like, are you, you know, for real? Like, can you be what I need you to be on the aspect of being a good man and loving me? That's all I cared about at one point. But then it's like I said, within 2 years ago, I got to a point to where I'm like, no, like when I lost my job, that shit got real. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, you start looking at things differently when you go through stuff like that. So it's like, no, I need to know that even if I'm not expecting you to pay my mortgage, because I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, he got his own stuff he got to take care of. Yeah. But at least be like, hey, do you need something? Or, you know, can I do this for you or whatever? Like, you know, at least something. Show that you care.
I can't speak for all men. I know for me, like, it's always my goal, especially at 31, to make sure that whatever I'm doing is going to add up to my future wife being secure or not being able to worry that if, you know, she get laid off tomorrow, or that if, you know, she get hurt on the job and can't work, or if she gets sick, that her husband, you know, is able to take care of her. That's literally like one of the things that I think about every day. I mean, it's especially at this age, like, I want to move in a way where, like, I'm always trying to reach that goal, like that goal of just being like financially and like just able, period, to take care of my wife, my future wife, like not just money, like as far as like being safe, and you know, like I think that a man should always want to get to a point where his wife and his kids don't have to worry. Or even if they do worry, they know that, you know, their father and their husband is gonna take care of it and handle it. I think so many times we look at love like being head over heels and being happy all the time and buku sex and touching and rubbing and just being happy. But like, I feel like love is also doing what needs to be done to make sure that everybody is taken care of. And that goes for the woman too. I literally witnessed my dad blow his knee out on the job. He was out for like a year or two. They wound up like they wound up, I guess he lost his job from that injury, and he was out of work for a while, bro. And like, my mom held that shit down, like insurance, all that shit. So I think it's on both sides, you know. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It is.
Are you with somebody who is willing, like literally willing, to bring less money home to make sure that you owe her insurance to take care of you? are you with a man who is willing to, or at least have a plan, or willing to have a plan to go out there and get what you need? You know, like at 31, like if worse come to worse tomorrow, I lose my job tomorrow. Like I have no pride and no shame in my game to go to a McDonald's until I get on my feet. Like whatever it takes to, you know, make sure that I'm good and that, you know, we good. Like I think that sometimes women get a bad rap for saying, like, I want to be secure first before I fall in love. I do think that it's weird to, go into a marriage, a friendship, a anything with that mindset first. Like, looking for a man who can take care of you. Or looking for a woman who has money to take care of you.
That's the tricky part. I don't like it either. So my thing is saying stability is not me saying I'm looking for somebody to take care of me. Because I don't like that either. I don't, and that's what I feel like that's been my MO since up until 33, to where I'm like, okay, I don't want this guy to think that, oh, I'm with him or I care about what he make. So that's how my approach has been to all of my relationships, to where I didn't care about that because I honestly didn't. But again, like I said, it becomes important. Like it's a need. It's not a want. It's a need.
Yeah.
So, but you do have some females that just want somebody to take care of them. You do have some people, and they may not contribute anything.
I think you have men who are looking for women who they can take care of. That's just not my style, bro. Like, I want to come to the table with my shit, and you come to the table with your shit, and together, you know, we make this work for us. If I'm doing bad, you can hold me down until I'm doing good. Or if you doing bad, I can hold you down until you get on your feet. Not just financially, like emotionally, all that shit, bro. I wanna be able to, you know, just be complete in whoever I marry. And I think for me, like that is love. A part of being stable and secure to me is like a part of being in love.
It is. And stability, like I was saying, is not just money, because at the end of the day, you can be doing everything. You can be taking care of everything. But if I feel alone and you feel like I'm supposed to be just okay with it because you taking care of everything financially, that's not stability either.
Yeah, I know for sure I've had that problem with thinking that, like, things look good around the house, or, you know, everything's good with the bills, so, you know, we should be good, or we should be happy, when really, you know, she over there suffering, like, she is lonely with somebody who is living with her, or, you know, because you don't ask, like, how you feeling, or you don't ask, you know, what's going on with you. You're not there emotionally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's also a part of being stable and being secure. Like, are you with somebody who you can, you know, vent to and release to? Because if you're not, then that's not a stable
situation. I've had the situation where I'm like, I'm giving you this, I'm giving you... I'm not the type of... I tell people, Money helps.
Don't say that shit. I look at you.
No, money helps, but money does not excite me. Money is a need, and it helps.
Yeah, okay.
But it does not excite me. Okay. I need more than that. Just saying.
The Teresa I know and see is different.
What you see?
I'm joking. I can't joke.
But what you see?
What you joking on? For one, you sit up here with a pearl vest on. A pearl, what is that, a cardigan, a throw?
That I bought for myself.
I mean, you just, you know, you got a little high class about you.
That I provide for myself. No one is buying it for
me. Sure.
But it would be nice. Hey, sometimes, hey, give me some money to go shopping. Just saying.
Yeah, I think we clear on that, though.
Yep.
So, that's it.
Something we agree on.
Okay. Finally, goddamn.
All right.
What is this? Episode 12?
Yeah.
Episode 12 is a wrap. Bye.
Bye.